One more item here, this also associated with Iraq. A 21-year-old U.S. Marine, Brent Vroman, was buried yesterday in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. He died last week in Iraq when a roadside bomb exploded while he was on patrol. Among his survivors is an older brother and a twin who is also a Marine and who could be sent to Iraq himself in the near future. From Wisconsin Public Radio, Patty Murray reports.
It's after school on Friday, and the Omro High School wrestling team is boarding a bus to head to an out-of-town meet.
Okay, guys, let's go. Have a seat. So I can figure out who I got here. Let's go.
Just a few years ago, Brent Vroman was doing the same thing. He was a conference champion, one of the state's top wrestlers. After he graduated in 2001, he enlisted in the Marines. Scott Eckstein was one of Vroman's high school wrestling coaches. A former Marine himself, Eckstein says the training and dedication needed to compete in wrestling prepared Vroman for the rigorous life of a Marine.
He's one of those people that a parent or a coach, you don't really worry about them once they get out of high school because you know they're going to make it. You know, they're just going to do whatever they have to do to make it.
In places like Omro, Wisconsin, kids grow up together, often keeping the same friends from kindergarten through high school. A small town can become like a very large extended family. Marge Fransky's daughter was a good friend of Brent Vroman's. She remembers him as a boisterous boy who didn't lose his energy as he grew.
He didn't really like to just sit around and read and do math and that kind of stuff, although he was very capable of it. But he was just fun. Fun to be with from little on. And with him being having a twin brother, it was always, well, Brent and Brian, Brian and Brent, and they were always a team.
Brent's twin, Brian Vroman, was also a high school wrestler and is an active duty Marine, possibly facing deployment to Iraq. Brent Vroman is the first U.S. soldier from Omro to die in battle since the Vietnam War. Clearly, people in Omro are depressed by the news of his death. Vroman had only shipped out in September, so it's hard for many to accept that the smiling blonde with the wrestler's build won't be coming home. Marge Fransky's face turns red and tears well up as she remembers hearing that Brent was killed.
And I didn't want to believe it. I thought, no, there must be a mistake. And then I thought of my daughter, who's a student in Madison, and that we'd have to call her. And I still don't want to believe it, but... you know, it's true.
Vroman's former wrestling coach, Scott Eckstein, says before Vroman enlisted, he asked for his advice about the Marines. He told him the discipline he'd learned there would give him a good start in life.
Unfortunately, you know, young men like him that have courage and that have dedication are very often the ones that pay the ultimate price, you know, because they're willing to put themselves out there for the rest of us. That's just the way it is.
When his tour of duty was up, Brent Vroman planned to attend the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh. He wanted to train as a canine unit police officer. For NPR News, I'm Patty Murray.
Brent Vroman's twin brother, Brian, spoke at the funeral yesterday, and he read these words from John F. Kennedy. "Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and success of liberty." And when he had read those words, Brian Vroman said, "That was my brother." This is Day to Day from NPR News.